Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Wednesday, the second day of March. It's now 30 degrees. We're calling for increasing clouds today and a chance of rain moving into our forecast tonight, and rain likely Thursday. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Well, probable cause was found Tuesday morning to bind a West Salem man over to trial on charges he sexually assaulted his girlfriend's teenage daughter. James A. Walker, 39, faces three separate charges of criminal sexual assault, each one a Class 1 felony. In Edwards County Circuit Court yesterday, Illinois State Police investigator Anthony Johnson testified during the preliminary hearing, and after his testimony, the judge did rule there was probable cause to move the case forward to trial. Judge also approved a motion to reduce Mr. Walker's bond from $100,000 to $50,000, or $5,000 cash, and as a condition of that bond, Walker can have no contact with the alleged teenage victim or her family. Walker waived formal arraignment in the case, entering a not guilty plea to the charges, and the matter has been set for a pretrial hearing in Edwards County Circuit Court at Albion on Tuesday, March 22nd. WFIW News, time 7:16.
Who knows what old man winter still has up his sleeve, but at the Watering Can in Albion, we are in full spring mode. Check us out for our new spring purses by Simply Noel. Scarves and jewelry, lovely spring wreaths, candles and candle rings, signs, and New Harmony Soap Company products. Order a fresh spring bouquet or a blooming plant for pickup or delivery. So no matter what the weather outside, it's spring at the can.
At Ewinger's Furniture Company, we want to help you make the most of that tax refund with something the whole family can enjoy, like new furniture or bedding. So, for a limited time at Ewinger's, we'll pay your sales tax on new purchases. See store for details. That, in combination with our already low prices, make this the perfect time for everyone to get that new furniture and bedding they've been wanting. So come on out and let us show you how comfortable we can make your home while saving you big bucks. Only at the free sales tax event and only at Ewinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East Florida.
Have an ugly driveway or walkway? Change those ugly ways with concrete and asphalt from O'Daniel Trucking Company. Concrete driveways can last more than 30 years without much maintenance. And a concrete driveway is also much more appealing when you resell your home. O'Daniel Trucking studies the use, location, time of year, and other factors to create mixes that diminish the effects that lead to cracking. So for quality concrete that best fits your needs, as well as crushed stone, sand, and gravel at a fair price, call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate.
Here's an important reminder. We have two blood drives this week, two opportunities for you to give a pint of blood. The first drive is today, and that's going to be at the Community of Christ Church at the corner of Windsor Lane and Leninger Road here in Fairfield. The blood drive time starts at 11:30 this morning, goes till 5:30 this evening. All blood types are needed at today's drive. And by the way, today's blood drive is for the Fairfield Community High School. It's a scholarship drive. But again, all blood types needed at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield, 11:30 to 5:30. And then tomorrow, if you can't make it here in Fairfield, you can go to the Wayne City High School. They have a blood drive tomorrow, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. If you'd like to, you could call Laura Miller at 895-4182 to schedule an appointment. The state climatologist says this year's meteorological winter is the seventh warmest in Illinois on record. Climatologist Jim Angel of the Illinois Water Survey at the University of Illinois says the average statewide temperature for December through February period was 33.5 degrees, or 4.4 degrees above average. He said yesterday that the average statewide precipitation for these winter months was 8.94 inches, or about 2.12 inches above average, and the 11th wettest on record. Angel says February's average temperature was 33.2 degrees, or 2.3 degrees above average. He also says February precipitation was about normal, with 1.38 inches, only 68 hundredths of an inch below average. Most of the state received between 1 and 2 inches of precip during the month, except for our neck of the woods here in southeastern Illinois. Some places got up to 4 inches of rain. Here's the latest that we have on efforts to keep the financially troubled Wayne County Golf Course Incorporated afloat after the Fairfield City Council last month declined to appropriate any tax funds to keep the course viable. Golf course board officials have issued the following statement. They say, quote, despite all efforts to increase revenue to cover expenses and capital improvements over the years, it has become clear that this area cannot currently support an 18-hole golf course to the degree that it can survive without assistance. Recently, the Fairfield City Council did not make a motion to vote on requested funding to support the subsidize the shortfall in funds required to operate the golf course. Now, their lack of support places the $1 million invested in the Farrington Farms subdivision and the additional privately funded $1 million investment in the golf course expansion at risk. The Andersons did not offer to change the terms of the lease to assist the course to continue with 18 holes, nor did they commit to building a spec home on their property, which could have swayed the council to appropriate money to subsidize operating losses. Wayne County Golf Course Incorporated raised capital of $75,000 in 2010 to breathe new life into the course, which expanded to 18 holes in 2005 and ran out of cash due to ongoing losses. Wayne County Golf Course Incorporated and its volunteers made significant improvements to the course during the time from 2010 to 2015. Then in late 2014, the public was informed the capital funds in reserve were exhausted due to ongoing operating losses and no increase in memberships. In July of last year, the course ran out of money to continue operations through generous donations from Fairfield National Bank and People's National Bank, along with the Fairfield Community Industrial Trust's purchase of Lot 5 in the subdivision and subsequent proceeds. The course was able to finish the 2015 season and have only recently committed payments to their outstanding 2015 payables. While going back to the original 9 holes seems to be, to many, a simple solution, it's not a walk in the park. Fairfield Country Club ran in the red for several years prior to the 2005 expansion to 18 holes. The projected deficit for going back to a 9-hole course is $25,000 based on same revenue as 18 holes. In addition to retaining as many memberships as possible and increasing play, raising additional funds is absolutely required to survive. Now, the golf course officials have called for a special meeting this coming Monday, March the 7th, at 7 p.m. at Fairfield City Hall. It is open to the public. And in addition to that meeting next Monday at 7 at City Hall, the Golf Course Incorporated has scheduled a fundraising benefit auction at the Fairfield Elks on Saturday, April 23rd. WFIW News Time 7:22.
See a sale tag? Save an additional 50% in the clothing and footwear clearance department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Yes, for 8 days only. All clearance department tags on men's, women's, and kids' clothing and footwear is now half price. Save on coats, sweaters, jackets, jeans, and clothing from every season. It's a clearance department clearance. Half price in the clearance department through March 8th at Kincaid's in Fairfield. See a sale tag? Save an additional 50% in the clothing and footwear clearance department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Yes, for 8 days only. All clearance department tags on men's, women's, and kids' clothing and footwear is now half price. Save on coats, sweaters, jackets, jeans, and clothing from every season. It's a clearance department clearance. Half price in the clearance department through March 8th at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Illinois medical marijuana shops had their best month yet in February with nearly $1.5 million in sales, bringing total retail sales to more than $4.4 million since the program started last November. Program Director Joseph Wright said that registered dispensaries served 3,042 patients during February. Two new dispensaries joined the program last month, raising the total to 29 shops as of this week. Wright said about 4,800 Illinois patients now qualify for the program. Marijuana wholesalers pay a 7% tax to the state. Wholesale sales reported this week indicate growers paid about $83,000 in taxes on sales just for the month of February. Concentrates and edibles became more available, contributing more than $362,000 to total February sales. The nearest marijuana cultivation center is located in Albion. Illinois lawmakers are talking about a new pension plan offering retirees a lump sum payout of their pension benefits. New legislation would give workers the option of taking their pension as a cash payout instead of benefits being dispersed over time. Representative Mark Batnick of Plainfield says retirees could then do what they please with the money. He says there's a lot of reasons why it is beneficial to the employee. The lump sum can be rolled into an individual retirement account. And if you roll it into an IRA, you have the ability to defer taxes. Now, supporters say this would save the state money over time, but critics question whether there would be really any impact on the state's $11 billion unfunded pension liability. Legislative analysts predict that Illinois revenue will grow by only $200 million this year, less than 1%. The Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability's figures released this week is quite a bit lower than the Governor Bruce Rauner's. A commission report says the Republican governor counts $925 million in revenue that it describes as either unlikely to uncertain. The administration's counting on $500 million in federal Medicaid reimbursement under an obsolete formula, $200 million from a possible complex sale of the Thompson Center State Office Building in Chicago, plus sweeping the state's rainy day fund of $275 million. Rauner's spokesman pointed out that the governor's plan for boosting the economy through business-friendly laws will save money. The commission says a sluggish economy is crimping income and sales tax revenue. Well, the Wayne County 4-H Club is teaming up with our old friends Steve and Paula Earhart to bring the community a Sunday lunch over there in Wayne City featuring smoked ribs or chicken, baked tater, green beans, dessert, and drink. It's coming up on this Sunday, March the 6th, at the Wayne City Community Building. Its serving will begin at 11:30. Costs by donation. Proceeds raised by the Wayne City 4-H Club will be used to buy an electronic flag display for the new Wayne City Grade School Gymnasium. Here's a reminder that March 18th, Friday the 18th of March, will be the Fairfield Rural Fire Department's Fish Fry. Two servings, 11 to 1, 4 to 7, and $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Again, that's Friday, March 18th, the big Rural Fire Department Fish Fry. And there'll be a big ribbon cutting this afternoon, 4 p.m., for the Brain Training Center located at number 5 Williamson Drive, Suite 300 in the Advanced Healthcare building there. Kim Briggs is the owner and operator of the Brain Training Center. The public's invited to the ribbon cutting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Time now to check the price of crude oil brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve is your country financial representative over in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 75 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $27.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 66-year-old Albion resident Kay Tate died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville. She attended the Albion Free Methodist Church. Survivors include her mother, Ferris Crackle, daughters, Tanya Grimes and Debbie Neese of Albion, a son, J.R. Tate of Elkins, West Virginia, two sisters, Sue Grove of Claremont, and Marla Moody of Albion, a brother, Gene Keith Crackle of Grayville, and eight grandchildren. A celebration of life service for Kay Tate will be 3 o'clock Wednesday at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion with burial at Graceland Cemetery. Visitation, 1 o'clock this afternoon till the time of service, 3 p.m. That's at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services for Billy Joe Bill Wallace, 80 of Flora, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora with a Masonic service at 1. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service, 1 p.m. today at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Flora First Christian Church and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Graveside services for 77-year-old Marvin Dale Wirt, 77 of Mount Airy, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 this morning till the time of service at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be made to the donor's choice. Visitation for Ray McCullough, 89 of Fairfield, will be from 4 till 7 this evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Dr. Scranton Cancer Fund or Wayfair Nursing Home Activities Fund and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 729.
More and more people are making pre-need funeral plans with Ingram Funeral Home. If you've been thinking about making your own funeral plans now, rather than leaving the decision to others later, then give us a call for an appointment at 445-2222. We'll put the coffee pot on and we can talk it over with you in an informal and comfortable setting. I'm manager Sherry Harder. My caring staff and I feel that encouraging you is our inspiration. Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
Do you have health insurance but can't afford to use it? Lower your out-of-pocket costs for your urgent care and primary care services with transparent pricing and flat fees at Ice Express in Salem. The next time you're sick but not ER sick, you have a choice. So choose Ice Express on West Whitaker in Salem. Ice Express is open 8 to 8, 7 days a week. No appointment is needed and most insurance companies are also accepted. Ice Express in Salem. Urgent and primary care services for people who want to save time and money. Here's a look at local scores from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk last night. Up at the Red Hill Class 1A sectional, Patoka beat Edwards County, knocked them out. It was a 61-47 final. At Gallatin County, Woodlawn over Meridian, 69-54. Down Class 2A sectional, or up at the Class A 2A sectional, in Flora, Lawrenceville beat Carterville, 60-50. At Pinckneyville, it was Breeze Central over Alton Marquette, 38-34. At the Columbia Class 3A Regional, it was Columbia over Waterloo, 57-35. At Salem, Centralia beat Salem, 67-35. At Troy, Althoff beat Bethalto, 73-48. And at Mattoon, Champaign Central knocked off Mattoon, 77-49. On the schedule for today, boys high school basketball at that Red Hill Class 1A Sectional. Dietrich takes on Effingham St. Anthony. In Class 2A sectional action tonight at 7 o'clock, it's Mount Carmel versus Tutopolis at Flora. You'll have that right here on WFIW 104.9, beginning with the Rush Appliance pregame show. That'll be around 6:45. Grade school volleyball tonight at 5:30. It's Fairfield at El Dorado, and then at 6 o'clock also, it's Grayville at New Hope. St. Louis Cardinals Hot Stove League show is on the air tonight as well, starting at 7 o'clock on WOKZ. Cardinals spring training season starts tomorrow. Yay! Other spring training baseball starting yesterday. Pittsburgh beat Detroit 4-2. It was Toronto over Philadelphia 5-3. Atlanta and Baltimore played 10 innings and still wound up tied at 4. And Cincinnati over Cleveland 6-5. In NCAA men's basketball last night, Kentucky beat Florida 88-79. It was Virginia over Clemson 64-57. Villanova beat DePaul 83-62. Oklahoma over Baylor 73-71. Duke over Wake Forest 79-71. In the Big Ten, Purdue beat Nebraska 81-62. It was Louisville getting by Georgia Tech 56-53. Texas A&M over Auburn 81-63. And Indiana won the conference tournament or conference title outright, beating Iowa at Iowa last night, 81-78. In the NBA last night, Miami over Chicago, 129-111. Charlotte beat Phoenix, 126-92. In New York, Portland beat the Knicks, 104-85. It was Dallas over Orlando, 121-108. In overtime, Golden State got by Atlanta, 109-105, and the Lakers beat Brooklyn, 107-101. In the NHL last night, St. Louis won in a shootout, 4-3, took 22 shots to get a winner in that shootout. Boston beat Calgary, 2-1. It was Carolina over New Jersey, 3-1. Edmonton knocked off Buffalo in overtime, 2-1. Washington beat Pittsburgh, 3-2. It was Nashville over Dallas, 5-3. Minnesota got by Colorado, 6-3. Florida skated past Winnipeg 3-2, and same score, New York Islanders over Vancouver 3-2.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Clouds will be on the increase today, high around 43, 50% chance of showers tonight, low 39. Rain likely Thursday, high 51, sunny Friday 46. A slight chance of rain Saturday, high of 55, sunny Sunday 58. And the chance of showers Monday, high of 65. Got up to 58 for the high yesterday, 28, our low this morning. And at 7:34, under partly cloudy skies, it's 30. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.